不是人不怕的妹妹妹。What it is, you bunch of jive-ass, funky-ass turkeys. Yeah. Time again for another episode of the BS Booze Podcast. I am the Dig Nose, that is the Deacon and the Shopmaster of Disaster.
Yeah.
What it is, boys?
Oh, man, another day, another dollar.
How'd you do last week?
It was fun. Fun times.
Nice.
Fun times.
I think, well, we'll get into that next segment, but... Fuck y'all sipping on today, homie.
Evan Williams bottled and bond, you know, the original, the OG. Can't go wrong with it.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell that we all are fans of this by the 4-gallon bucket you have here of it. Believe me, I get it, that thing, and I blow through it.
You know what? I got to supply the neighborhood.
It's so good. It's been such a constant part of our show.
It has.
It's probably been one of the most bought and drank bottles on this show.
I will say that. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely agree on that. True.
Yeah.
Most.
It's good, man. It's such a good banger. It's probably one of my favorites.
And it's not that expensive, though. Mm-mm. It's really not.
That's a handle. That thing's like, what, $35? $30?
Maybe. Around 30?
Yeah, around 30 bucks.
Yeah.
Just about.
For a handle and a really good shit that you can drink or mix.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't feel bad mixing it, but it goes just as good neat.
Yeah.
True. You know what I'm saying?
True that. I feel you, brother.
I brought...
Uh-oh.
I made... A group purchase.
Mm.
This dude on Facebook's like, I'm out of room. I'm buying more bottles. This is shit that I've tried.
Uh-huh.
And I don't necessarily hate it, but I want it gone.
Okay.
Right. So the dude was like, give me $200 for the whole lot. It was like 30 bottles.
Wow.
I didn't do that.
I got you.
I said, I saw like 4 that I wanted.
Okay.
So I'll give you $70 for those 4.
Okay.
This bottle that I brought retails for $80.
Shut up.
Yeah, so it was well worth it. Wow. So I brought the Peerless small batch. It's $80 at Total Wine.
Yeah. Mm. Interesting.
When I got it, it was at the neck. Literally one pour was missing from this thing.
Dang.
So I ended up getting the Peerless. Uh-huh. I got the... He threw in a Henry McKenna 10-year. He threw in a Long Branch also. Okay. I also picked out... what the hell did I get? I also got like a Still Austin Cast Strength, which is fucking delicious.
Mm.
I've been putting a dent in that bitch. I got one more, but I don't really remember what the hell it is.
Okay.
Yes, but we'll see what y'all like. If you grab it as you want.
Yeah.
And okay. I'll do that. I also stopped at Specs, which is why I was 5 or 10 minutes late.
Oh, you're never late.
This year, I'm into trying new bottles. And as much as I talk highly about old Forester, I never really get into their lineup.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the shelf lineup. So, okay. You know, I've had the single barrel proof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've had their single barrel, just the black label.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which are both are great. I've had their King Ranch. I think we've all had that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But today I stopped and I said, let me get something I haven't had. So I got the Old Forester 1870 original batch.
Interesting. Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, 90 proof. I already had picked up Kentucky 10-year or something like that, or mm-hmm. Mississippi 10-year. I forget. It looks like the Blue Note.
Yeah.
But it's just something 10-year. I was like, all right, I'll try a 10-year-old for fucking $35.
Yeah.
It was $36.
Not bad.
This one was $37. I said, let me try the Old Forester. I heard this one's really good. Everybody always says Old Forester does not put out anything bad.
Yeah.
So let's fucking try it.
Find out and pop this bitch open.
If I can find the little tear thing, dude. I hate doing this shit.
That is a terrible thing, boy.
Oh,
that's
it's a pain in the ass is what it is.
There we go. Find my words for me.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's good to have you back, brother.
Yeah. Thanks to you boys picking up the slack last week.
Oh, we got you, my guy.
We always got you.
My wife finds herself incapable of going to the store with both kids. And the way my son acted last week, I can see her point.
I got you.
But other than that, I kind of think she's being a baby. Well, you know, moms worry 10 times more than dads.
Oh, true that.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
True.
Moms don't like the rough housing. Moms don't like anything like that.
Bet.
And they're always so worried about everything and all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I just don't worry as much as I should.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
You know what I mean?
Do, honestly, because I don't. With my son, I'm like, hey, you fall, you do this, you do that. Hey, you all right in there? All right.
Cool. Yeah.
100.
Yeah.
Oh, what you done dropped in there? Huh? I heard a noise. Well, I ain't do nothing. Well, what's that on the floor? Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. Clean it up and pick it up. Let's go about your business.
Mm-hmm.
And no thing. But you know, mom's like, come on, you gotta be careful. And we just like
doing everything for them and all that shit.
We just like, get up. You all right. Oh, that was a nice pop.
It was a nice that pop, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I felt like we were like that maybe at one point. We were like, oh, watch out. Then it's like, you know what?
Once they started walking, probably.
Yeah.
Once they started walking,
it was like, that's it.
But after a while, once they started learning how to balance and walk and all this other stuff, getting to, all right, do your thing, bro. You're going to find it one way or another. You're going, like, to get into something. So yeah. It is what it is.
It's bound to happen. So
we just going to let you be you. You're going to get hurt. You're going to get into some type of predicament. So, hey, by all means, learn your troubles right now. Learn them right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right, Shotmaster, I think it's time for your segment, Who the Fuck You Got? Mm-hmm. I hope it wasn't my week for anything, because I didn't do a fucking thing, I'm telling you right now.
Nah, brother, no. You good.
You okay. Good. It's on me this week.
Okay.
I almost forgot myself, then I remember. I was like, oh, yep, it is on me. So,
yeah, I got my Masota and Pasota. I just don't have a trivia.
You next week.
Yeah, so.
You good, brother.
Good. Thank you to y'all for doing the show last week. Thank you to Mimi for coming on.
Yes, sir.
Thank you to Confidently You for sponsoring this show and every show you hear by us. Book your appointments at confidentlyyoubeauty.com. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook at Confidently You and at Confidently You Beauty.
Yeah.
Do it.
Please.
Did I go 0-4 last week? I don't think I sent in picks.
You did not, and I did not.
You didn't send in your picks? Wow. I did not. You're the host of the game.
I found out when I sent the TikTok to y'all last Saturday.
Yeah.
That's when I found out my picks didn't. I didn't hit send.
Oh,
I thought
shit.
I hit send. I was like, okay, I'm good. Got out. It's fine. Saturday evening, I sent a TikTok to y'all, and I was like, oh, shit. Never sent my picks. Like, oh, well. Went on for this week, so, yep.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. All's well that ends well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I will say, Dino's and myself, we ain't doing so hot right now.
Nah.
He said, nah. Nah.
I come in right now. I am 2-10.
Bless you, sir.
I'm 0-10.
Yeah.
No, Deacon, you're 1-11.
Oh, there you go.
And Deacon and Mr. Elite View, they are tied for first at 5-7.
This is terrible. This is funny, but terrible. It's funny. It's
yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's our first time.
Yep.
It's the first time in this.
Oh, well.
We'll get better.
Let's get on to this week's game.
All right. So, first game is between the Showboats and the Battlehawks.
Oh, by the way, I got to interrupt real quick. I am on call tonight. So, if you hear me answer the phone or whatever, we have to pause the show. That's why.
Do your
and
thing,
if y'all finish the show without me here, that is why.
This is why.
Yeah. The guy who's on call this week had contracted COVID.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
So, and yeah.
Damn.
So, I jumped on the bomb and. In search of more overtime.
Do your thing. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah.
Sure ain't.
I am not mad at you. Do your thing.
Yeah. So, all right. First game.
And it looks like it was unanimous across the board with the Battlehawks.
Okay. All right. Bet. 100.
All right. Second game. Defenders and Stallions.
Interesting.
This one, I believe.
You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Sound like a fucking heartbeat or something, right?
It does.
One of our cables is loose, or one of the mounts is loose. I don't know. It's all right. Don't worry about it. Anyways. Nobody can probably even fucking hear it. I know I heard the fuck out of it, though.
I know I heard it, too.
But Deacon is the odd man out. He went Stallions on this game, and everyone else went Defenders.
I bet.
Nice.
Third game is Panthers and Brahmas. Deacon, once again, odd man out. He went Panthers,
okay,
and everybody else went Brahmas.
I bet.
And the last game is Renegades, Roughnecks. I think you get the trend with this one. Deacon, once again, odd man out. You went Renegades. Everyone else went Roughnecks.
Wow.
Dang, really?
Yeah.
Okay, bet.
Yeah.
It's on God.
Look at God.
My savior.
Oh,
bless it.
That's where we stand.
Blessed be his name.
Yes, sir. Boy, this is.
Oh, I don't have any of the things on here. That's why.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't have the.
It's not.
I don't have the buttons on here because I don't have the memory card in. We're using your memory card today.
Yeah. That's why I was looking at it. I was like, why is it? Why?
Only one button's pressed up. I don't know what the fuck that is.
I don't know.
What is it?
Nothing.
Just that. I have it. Oh, because I have these assigned to the other one.
Oh, I got you. I got you, brother.
That's right. What a dumb bitch. Let's get this whole old Forester a sniffy sniff.
Okay.
It don't smell bad.
All right.
Let me see here. I'll try this one. What's this shit say in the back? Whiskey Row Series. This whiskey is distilled by us only, and we are responsible for its richness and fine quality. Its elegant flavor is solely due to original fineness developed with care. There is nothing better in the market.
Okay.
George Garvin Brown, founder
and CEO.
Again, he probably did now.
Oh, no, don't say he not did.
No, he did. In 1870, George Garvin crafted.
Jesus, Lord Jesus, they took my George.
He's gone too soon.
Too soon.
R.I.P. I think it's your cable. Yeah. Just put the wire on the table.
I just touched it now.
Oh.
I just touched it.
Oh, now. I know, but just set it on the table. That way you don't even have to worry about it.
I haven't moved at all. Period.
Okay.
It just turned now.
It ain't bad. I don't think I'll keep it on the shelf all the time, but it ain't bad.
It ain't one that you would probably get again?
I don't know. I got to let it sit and open up for a little while.
Gotcha.
And I don't know, man. It's hard for me to judge a bottle on the first time I taste it. They say things don't open up, and that's not true and all that stuff. But I think, I mean, whether it does or it doesn't, or my taste buds change over the next 2 weeks, it's completely different when you go back to it, for the most part.
True. I feel you on that one.
The only thing I let open up that I don't like and I stayed not liking was Caribou Crossing. Did not like it.
At all.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of it. I'm not real big into Canadian whiskey. Just not. I mean, so far, maybe I'll find one that I like, or but maybe I like one that is Canadian whiskey. Yeah, that I don't know about. But
yeah, but that one wasn't just your cup of tea.
Mm-mm.
No matter how. Shit. You let it open up, sit there for a minute.
No, the same thing with Penelope American Light Whiskey. I did not enjoy that at all.
No.
Mm-mm.
Wow. Okay. And,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, man. What's been going on with y'all? I haven't talked to y'all in a couple weeks.
Oh, man. Not much, man. Just chilling, vibing, working, hustling.
No riveting stories?
I did see somebody actually as I was going to HEB. I was coming from Port, coming down Port. Like, just picked up a bottle of Evan, and I saw this dude, and I was passing, and I saw this dude actually cutting his own hair with some scissors, like some
zoom. Just outside?
Just out there by a palm tree, just out there, just chilling, cutting his hair, you know, just, and I said, I had to think about it, I was all like, did I just see what I saw?
Because
I didn't know, I was all like, and I looked at my, and he was just chilling, just,
cutting his fucking hair.
I saw when I passed by, he had the little patches, and I was like, oh, no, he ain't
right. He looked crazy, or did he, like, was, like, legit cutting his hair?
He was, like, it wasn't, like, it was, like, you know, like, legit. Yeah. But he would just look like he wasn't in his right mind, in a sense.
Oh, okay.
And I was all like, oh, man. I was like, this guy. But I have been watching 911.
What is that?
911 is, like, basically about first responders. It's a show on ABC now. They got it on Hulu, all the seasons. Season 7 is out now. They've been showing season 7 on ABC. Started on Fox, now it's on ABC. But 911 basically is about paramedics, first responders, going to go save people's lives, in a sense.
That's cool.
So I've been watching that.
Is that where that black lady comes out? The hot one?
Angela Bassett.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's on that.
Yeah, so I started watching from season 1 because I wanted to watch all the seasons and get caught up in a sense. So I've been watching it, and there was an episode where they had a rage room. And
I see those, dude.
Yeah, and I was all like,
they look pretty cool. It's that's a cool pretty little
interesting,
thought.
Like, to blow off some steam. Like, rage room, you know, you go in there and you just beat up different things. It could be a keyboard, a DVD player, some kitchen appliances, whatever, glasses, whatever you want.
Yeah.
And you just basically take your aggression out. And I saw in this one episode where they're going back and forth. This her friend and quote unquote mistress, but at the time she don't know. But they're going back and forth. They're like, man, you need to take out your aggression. Your husband that left you. He was cheating, this, that, and the third. And she was like, just barely hit the glass. She's like, no, take out that aggression. And she took that aggression out. Well, it started getting where she's like, he was a piece of trash. He was a piece of shit. And then all of a sudden she's all like, hey, you know, I hear you, don't you get mad when he in bed, when he about to climax, he just makes some and I was all, and she looked at her, she said, I ain't tell you that. And she's like, well, I thought you did. And she was like, no, I ain't tell you that.
Oh,
she's like,
shit.
Oh, so it was you the one, you the mistress. And she's all like, but y'all have been broken up for a minute. She's like, no, we hadn't. She's like, I'm sorry. So she started going after her she had a sledgehammer too. Ooh. Had a sledgehammer. She was, wow. So the lady climbed in one of them like gas barrels and tried to hold herself, but she was end up getting stuck in there because she kept hitting the mess shit out of that gas barrel. So they had to cut
like
it.
Like a metal one?
Metal one. So they had to cut like it open to get her out. I was all like, bro, the stuff you see on there?
Well, I'm sure some of that comes from police reports and
most
newspaper articles shit like that. That's why they got to say, like, ah, nah, this ain't from a real story. Like, yes, it is, bitch. Don't be like that. Yes, it is.
It's crazy the stuff you see on that. Like, you watch it and the type of stuff you see, you be like, dang.
I'll tell you what. I think it would make the show more interesting if at the end of the thing you said this was based off a police report in 1962.
It would. That'd be interesting, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like those cold case. Yeah. I used to like watching cold case.
Yeah.
Cold files or whatever. Fuck yeah. It used to come on like 12 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
That was a pretty good show, man.
Yeah, man.
It solved like 40-year-old murders and shit.
True that. Very interesting.
Shotmaster, what about you? Anything going on?
Nothing too crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, nothing. Nothing like that.
No tales from the shredder?
No. Not this week. Not this week, at least.
Nice. Nice, man. What'd y'all talk with Mimi about? Catch me up.
Catch you up. Talked about her and her obsession with Stanley's. And it was just, we talked about WrestleMania.
Oh, that was a good one.
So I want to, let's get your perspective on that. Yeah. So how did you feel about the WrestleMania? How did you vibe on that?
Night one, great.
Mm-hmm.
Solid, entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Those who don't watch would be like it.
Yes.
Night two, probably top three WrestleManias I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
This is going back to like Hogan and Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking, I don't know, just any of the Attitude Era ones, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe Flair and Shawn Michaels, or like, you know,
okay,
all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it was just crazy, man, because I didn't think I could be this into wrestling again.
Yeah.
Like sincerely excited about what's going to happen and all this shit.
Exactly.
and you know, they, with the internet now and all the forums and the leaks and whatever,
yeah,
it's hard to get excited because you already know what kind of what's going to happen, or you have an idea of what could happen. Mm-hmm. The spoilers are out; they've already blown your perception of what could. You know what I mean?
True.
You're not really surprised anymore. But this year, with all the stuff that was leaked or whatever, even Cody's going to win and all that shit, nobody really believed it.
Oh, bet.
And then when he finally happened,
oh,
it was like, oh shit!
It took you.
Mm-hmm. Take you glorious.
Mm.
But it was great. It was great seeing The Rock as a bad guy.
Yeah.
It was great seeing The Rock and Cena back in the ring together.
That was interesting.
I thought they could have did without The Undertaker.
Yeah.
It's always awesome to see The Undertaker. Don't get me wrong. I love him.
Yeah.
I'll never hate him and all that stuff. But I'm just like, the night was big enough.
Yeah.
It would have been fine without The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm fine with them not having Stone Cold there.
Yeah.
Just, you know, just for a 2 minute thing like that.
Yeah.
Cena was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I guess it's just for like the wow factor, right?
I got you.
Yeah.
Like just for the, you know, we thought we weren't gonna get any legend. It's not like one of those cheesy ones in the beginning, like with The Rock, Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold, all that shit, and then they host it. We have 85,000, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I got you.
It was out of nowhere. And it was awesome to see. And it made the match even better. And what I like most is that it wasn't the biggest, like the match wasn't around that. It was just like sprinkled in.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? So it was cool. Don't get me wrong.
Bet.
But it was awesome.
Bet.
It was awesome. The whole night was fucking awesome. Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
It's a good night.
I give WrestleMania a 9.5 out of 10 this year.
Which?
Both over both nights, shit.
Oh
man,
it was on there. It was on that level. Like
it was
just another top tier. Like
besides Cody winning, what was y'all's favorite part?
Favorite part, I would have to say my favorite part would probably be them splitting up the tag team titles.
Yeah, that was cool.
That I love to see that.
The Awesome Truth.
I just loved it because it's like you got so many talents on SmackDown, so many tag teams on Raw. You know, they need opportunities to win some gold, you know. So, like, the split, I was waiting for it, gunning for it, like, hoping they did it. And I'm glad they did, you know. But Awesome Truth, R-Truth, like, that boy right there. What is he, like, 50-something?
He's, like, 53.
He's in his 50s.
I think he's 53, 55.
And still doing this.
He's probably still at under 15% body fat.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say under 12.
And still doing what he does.
And yeah. And just taking crazy good care of his body.
Oh, yes.
And 52. Still making people laugh.
Jeez.
And what'd you think about the gold, the new gold?
Oh, the new gold.
Not really a fan?
It was all right.
It's more reminiscent of like the old belts.
Yeah.
It's like it's like a new twist on an old style belt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I like it.
It's cool. I just wish they didn't go too far as like, it just aligns with the world heavyweight. You know, the world women. It just, I know it's the world, but like make it different.
Make them different. Don't keep it
just the tag team champs.
You know, make it different from the belts on Raw. Like you can make it different from the world heavyweight champ or whatever, and the world for women. Like make it different. It's just in line. I get it.
Yeah.
You want to make it one uniform all around, but make it its own.
I think they're going back to the old days where you're like the world heavyweight champion.
Yeah,
the world tag team champion. It's more like of a throwback, I think.
But but as you look, when you look at the throwbacks, you could tell the difference between the tag team and the world heavyweight. You know what I'm saying?
It was a big difference.
It was a big difference. It wasn't too similar. Yeah. You know, because these belts look a little too similar.
They're fairly.
You think
similar.
So?
The women's championship looks similar to the.
I didn't see the new one. If they debuted a new women's championship, I didn't see it.
The one that Rhea has is similar to the world heavyweight.
But we're talking about the tag team champions.
It's the similar to the
new ones. Don't look like that.
They look the same. And if you,
they're all crinkled up and shit. They look way different.
That's how the world heavyweight looks like.
Yeah,
it looks the same way.
The one that Seth Rollins dropped.
The same one. Yeah.
Okay, I see what you're saying. All right,
it's the same exact one. It's uniformed all across, just like Bayley's. It's all the same.
That's what it looks like. That's what they got. See? It's similar to the world heavyweight.
Because if you take out the world tag team and You take out the championship. If you
leave, right, get a side by side of the world heavyweight. Because now that you're, now that I was talking about the other one, but you're kind of right.
Yeah, if it was like the old school one, like back in the day, the world heavyweight. If it was like the old school one, mm-hmm. then okay, yes, cool, bet 100. But the tag, I mean, it's cool, but I just need something different. Like, you know, just make it different. Don't uniform it too much.
Let's see what these things look like.
If I could spell. Hold on. It's one of those, your fingers too fast.
Yeah, I write like that. When I'm trying to take notes real quick, mm-hmm. My letters start blending together. Not like cursive, just like pick up the pen in between each letter, bitch.
I feel you on that.
Also, half of my sentences are in cursive. Half my words are in cursive. Like I could be spelling animal uh-huh. and four letters connect and the other three don't. I mean, I don't know if animal's seven letters, but you know what I'm saying.
I feel you on that one, brother.
I can't make up my mind.
I'm the same way, man. I'm like, man, let me just chill out real quick.
Yeah. How long till we see Roman Reigns again?
That's a good question.
It's going to be on the left. It's these two right here.
Make that one bigger, the World Heavyweight Championship. That one, yeah. Yeah, it's a similar design. Mm-hmm. I can see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Similar. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I can see what you're saying. I like them, though. They're different from what they used to, like, I didn't like those silver ones. I liked them when they came out, but after a while, they started getting dull, and, like, you couldn't see anything that it said on there.
Yeah, the raw ones, yeah, that one, that needed to go. Like, that was just, it was too, to me, it just felt like they just put some plates on there, and they just said, hey, go about your business. They just changed the dang belts.
They were exactly the same.
That's all it was.
And Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all they, and they just
that's changed. That's all it was.
They just put red and blue, and that was it.
Yeah. They
made it silver.
Same thing with the women's.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. But Roman, I don't know. I mean.
Are there women tag team champions right now?
There are. It's the Kabuki Warriors.
Did they even participate in WrestleMania? No,
they did. They participated against.
Yeah, they were in a six-woman tag.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
But shit.
We need to bring back the fucking Iconics.
I bet. I'm Ooh. Down for that, sure.
Even just for comedic value.
I would love for them to come back. Boy, it was very entertaining and they had in-ring talent.
Yeah, they did.
They did their thing in the ring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were so much fun to watch.
They were.
I don't know when Roman coming back.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he needs some time off, dude. 4 years at fucking champion. Making all those appearances and all that shit. I mean, it's fun, I'm sure, while you're on top, but you're just like, think about taking a 4-day trip mm-hmm. and then just the drive over there and the drive back.
True, true.
And how tired you are.
True.
Like, think about if we fucking, like, y'all flown before, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, like on the day you fly and you get there and you're just like, fuck, I need to sit down for a while. Yes. Imagine being like that. Yeah. Every day.
Oh, God.
Or like every other day. No. You know what I mean? Like that's, and then wrestling on top of that, and then trying to work out, and then trying to do meet and greets, and then trying to do radio or television or all that shit. Like you have no time. I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, these motherfuckers crying about driving and whatever. But dude, I go to like Austin, mm-hmm. Houston.
Yeah.
My legs are like tired of sitting down
so much,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know when you get there, you get that big long stretch and you're just like, oh god damn. Like,
yeah.
But that's the way they are every day, because a lot of them drive.
True. Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I think Cody Rhodes and maybe Roman Reigns, and I know for sure John Cena had his own bus, but those are like the top earners.
Yeah,
that have enough money to do that. A mm-hmm. lot of them are splitting rental car fees and
true.
Yeah,
true.
I mean they're making
anywhere together.
from the bottom end wrestler to the mid card wrestlers, anywhere from like 80 to 200,000 a year, which is not chump change. $80,000 is a lot of money.
Yes,
yeah,
but to be spending $150 every 4 days
to get to the
next town, plus gas money, plus food. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're just racking up money.
True.
Yeah.
True.
You know what I mean? And it's a lot of stress on the body, just the travel part.
Yes.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Like when we went to Florida, I mean, all together, it was like a 3-hour flight. So we went from, I think we went from Corpus to Houston, Houston to Dallas, Dallas to Fort Lauderdale or some shit. I don't even remember where the hell we flew. It's not Fort Lauderdale. It's way up north by the border. But it was just, it was like an ordeal for 3 hours. You know what I mean? Like,
I feel you.
It's nothing.
Nah.
Just to go sit down on a plane.
Basically. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and it was all taxing on, you know, you're tired from traveling, dude.
Get exhausted.
I guess, man. I don't know if it's like the pressure changes or shit like that that wears you out. But that, it was crazy. And then, like, when you're driving, you know, what makes you tired? You're sitting on your ass.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're not driving, you're most likely falling asleep or reading a book or listening to something. You're relaxing.
Yeah.
But when you get to where you're going, you're fucking tired. What kind of bullshit is that?
True. True.
What kind of bullshit is that?
Your body just
gives out from doing nothing.
It's like, all right, we just going to relax and chill. We feeling vibe. All right, the good drive is on. Let's kick back and just...
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang.
It's crazy, dude. You know what else is crazy? I saw on Twitter.
What's up?
I'll show you the video in a second.
All right.
This lady goes into a bank with her uncle, who she's his caregiver.
Okay.
I don't know. You might have seen this. Tries to get him to sign for a loan. The dude's dead.
What the what?
He's dead. In a fucking wheelchair.
Shut up.
No, I'm not lying. This lady, I saw the video, it's on Twitter, I sent it to my sister. This lady wheeled in her dead ass uncle.
Oh my god.
She dead ass wheeled in his dead ass. And he's limp as a fucking noodle.
Wow.
And she's just trying to get him to sign, and the lady's like, is he okay? I think it was in Brazil, Rio de Janeiro. Yeah. And something like that.
Yeah.
And dude, he's like falling over in the wheelchair and shit. I'll show you the video here.
Boy, I tell you.
It's pretty crazy.
Some people don't give zero. They give zero fucks.
This dude was already turning like yellow.
Oh,
like from being so pale. Yeah.
She's saying, yellow. Wow. Dang,
yeah, look at this shit.
How you just... I just don't understand.
Look at this motherfucker. He's dead as shit.
No.
I was surprised that he wasn't like... getting in rigor mortis and shit.
Yeah.
He's still pretty flexible. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he is. That is some shit right there.
And they're asking her, like, is he okay? He looks pretty pale. And she's like, no, he's like that already. So she was trying to get a loan. And she just flopping this dead motherfucker around in the bank.
That's
he died like 3 hours before.
Wow. She just money hungry.
I'll tell you what, right there, he looks like he could be alive.
Yeah, I can see that right there.
Seeing that, I mean, that reminds me of what my grandpa looked like right before he passed.
That's some crazy stuff right there, though. Like,
yeah.
you had to be brave and just 3 hours
after he did.
That's probably, you got to be desperate to do some shit like that.
It's like, you just like real desperate, like to get that money. Like, hey, I need some money. So he did. Let's go to the bank. Where your ass there?
Yeah, dude.
Get that loan. It's in your name. You got to pay. That's crazy, man. Some people, boy, no sense.
The audacity of these motherfuckers.
Exactly. Yo. They give zeros. They out here, boy. They just out here wilding out, huh?
Yeah. All right. The Rangers whooping ass. The fuck? Why can I only go left? Anyway, yeah, I saw that shit the other day, and I was just like, she has to know, man. He's got to be cold already. For her to load a dead body into a wheelchair, then into the car, then back into the wheelchair, trying to get a loan. It must have been a big-ass loan.
It had to be.
Like, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So, did they say, did they catch her? Did they show the end of the video, or they just cut off on a certain point?
No, they arrested her.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, you know what? I can read you the...
Okay, because I didn't know.
Yeah, if you want to know the whole story.
Yeah, I was like kind of curious, like, okay, did she get it? Did she fall? Did they fall?
No, yeah, they got her funky ass.
Okay, cool, bet. Dang, that's...
Wow.
Let's see here.
Some people just desperate out in these streets.
Mm-hmm.
I understand times is hard, but hey...
That's why you're doing something like that.
I understand by any means necessary.
But yeah.
But hey.
God. She was hustling, fuck it, listening to Rick Ross and shit.
Hey, oh, hey
she was.
Boundaries.
Yeah, she, they were in the bank branch in Bangu, a neighborhood in the western area of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And then the woman who wheeled him into the bank, Erica de Souza Vieira Nunez, was arrested at the scene and told police she was his niece as well as his carer. Officials have appeared to signal they are related and are said to be checking CCTV cameras inside and outside the bank to see if Mr. Braga's family member was on her own or with alleged accomplices amid suspicion that they could be dealing with an organized fraud. The results of a post-mortem to establish the cause of death has not been made to the public. It's crazy. It says the footage showed this woman telling the dead man to grip hold of this pen as hard of his pen hard as she placed it between his fingers and encouraged him to sign the piece of paper at the bank branch. And the lady said, "I don't think this is legal. He doesn't look well. He looks very pale." She told the bank worker, "He's like that." Before she told the dead guy, "If you're not well, I can take you to the hospital. You want to go back to the hospital again?" Paulo Roberto Braga, 68. That motherfucker looked way older than 68. Passed away a few hours earlier. That's freaking crazy.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
That's boy, I tell you. Some people don't care.
They don't give a shit. She didn't.
She
didn't give a god dang.
She said, "Oh, he did. Loan. Let's get it."
Yeah.
Dang.
Let's fuck his credit up. But what's crazy is she didn't even pull out the fucking loan in his name. She did it in her name. He was just a cosigner.
Oh,
that's how stupid this bitch was.
Like, come on.
Like, think big. This is why you're trying to fucking con dead people. You're not slick enough to either get money by yourself or to con a living person.
Exactly. Like, come on, be smart about this stuff. That's why you didn't succeed with what you was trying to do.
Right? Yeah.
Yep. Come on now.
All right, Sean Master, let's get on to your pop to pop quiz.
All right, fellas. So this week's pop quiz is: what is the official animal of the country of Scotland?
Official animal of the country of Scotland. I didn't know they had an official animal. Interesting.
Fuck.
Official animal of the
country of Scotland. Yeah.
Jesus.
I'm going with that cow.
Let's see. Scotland.
That's a good one. That's a different type of question that we've had.
That is very different. Scotland.
What the fuck? Can I Google types of cows? Is that cheating? I'll let you look at what I'm Googling. I'm not going to Google this.
You can Google types of cows?
Because I know, okay, this is what I'm going to look for. It's a cow with all the hair over the face.
What is that?
It came out in that movie with John Cena.
What is that damn thing? I know which one you're talking about, too.
The Highland cow.
Mm.
This one right here. That's exactly what I was thinking of.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The Highland cow. That's what I'm going with. Oh,
man.
I can't think of anything other animal that's famous from there.
I don't even know.
Are we going to like hear the answer and then be like, "Oh, fuck, that's what it was"?
No, this is something that you're not going to expect.
Okay.
Oh, not expect.
I'll give y'all that. Yeah. It's something that you're not going to expect.
Canadian goose.
I'm going anteater. Oh, man. Scotland. Jesus. I'm going to go. Damn. I don't know. I'm just going to stick with what I said before. I'm going to stick with an anteater. I know I'm wrong as hell.
What else is there? Scotland's an island.
I'm going to go Ron Swanson. I don't know. That's what I'm going to go. I'm going to go anteater. I'm done. Anteater.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah. What's happening?
All right. So this week's pop quiz is, the answer is, believe it or not, it's a fucking unicorn.
Oh, no.
No way.
That really?
Really?
Unicorn?
It's a unicorn.
Get out of town.
I was like, you kidding, right?
No. It's legit a unicorn?
It's legit a unicorn.
Wow. I would have never guessed that. Would have never.
That's not even a real animal.
Exactly.
Thank you. But
hey, I don't know. To each his own, I guess.
That, why? Does it say when they made it their official animal?
Never said why.
See when they made the unicorn the animal.
Yeah. That is, I don't know.
Does Scotland have a king?
Hmm.
Do they have like a parliament or something? You know what I mean? Something like England does?
Let's see. Unicorns have been linked to Scotland for centuries. In Celtic mythology, the unicorn was a symbol of purity and innocence, as well as masculinity and power. Tales of dominance and chivalry associated with unicorn may be why it was chosen as Scotland's national animal.
Interesting. Interesting. Very interesting.
Huh. That's weird.
I guess. Teach his own.
That's fucking weird.
Huh. Do your thing, Scott. Lynn.
Yeah. Go right ahead.
It is a unicorn. Let's see what it looks like.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, I know what a unicorn looks like, but
there
we've kind of girlied up unicorns here. Maybe there's this fucking badass with tattoos and a shield. He's got the blue line on the face, like Braveheart.
I wouldn't be surprised if it did. I would not.
I doubt that. Some of these, I'm seeing this.
Yeah, well, that looks better than...
Yeah, than what we
depicted. Yeah, that statue looks all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm cool with the statue. And then some of them...
Different. Interesting.
Yeah. It's definitely different.
I rocks with it.
Now that I see RuPaul on TV... Who in WWE... You know, WWE is known for the women there having, like, crazy good makeup or, like, over-the-top makeup. Mm-hmm. Who has the most drag queen like makeup? You know what I mean? Because it's pretty flamboyant and over the top.
Yeah, with
the sparklies and all. I gotta lean a little bit towards Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, I feel you on that one.
You know, like when they do the fade. Maybe Ronda Rousey when she did it.
Yeah.
Who else? Who else does crazy shit? Maybe Liv Morgan.
It's like,
or Bianca Belair.
Yeah, I guess
Bianca
that.
Belair wears some shit that a gay motherfucker would wear.
I would say Beth Phoenix, like
when Edge she gets all dolled up.
Yeah, when Edge was wrestling with her.
Yeah,
late in her career.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would say then.
True.
Yeah.
Because I think before she was pretty much all natural.
Yeah.
Bayley when she was a heel.
Oh yeah.
Yes, yeah. Bayley. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yes, you could say
Shotzi.
True. Yes, you can say Asuka as well.
Asuka.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know. Asuka's got more Halloween paint.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. 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 You can say more Halloween.
Yeah. You know, I saw a picture of Natalia the other day, and she's like a lot of surgery done.
Oh, yeah.
But like injections wise. Like her lips look like fucking, what's her name from Futurama? the girl, the hot one, the one with the purple hair,
yeah,
Layla,
the one, yeah, I think that's
Layla,
the one eye, the Cyclops,
the Cyclops, Layla,
yeah, that's her name.
She looks like that. Her lips look like that.
Yeah, I can see that. She just had, you know, a lot of injections.
But
she looked just like that.
Yes,
one-eyed bitch.
And is it me, or is it like, it seems like every time you see her, either her lips are bigger or
her tits are bigger.
Either,
well, yeah, but her tits could be because she's losing weight. She's really flaquita now.
Mm-hmm. She is
more than she's ever been. Because remember on fucking Total Divas, when one of the 2 million times she'd be crying and shit, she's always like, oh, I'm not as skinny as y'all, I'm not as young as y'all, whatever, they don't see me in this light, whatever. And now she's like super skinny.
Yeah,
I mean, she got her diet on track, on point. I give it to her that. But like now it's like, she looks like one of those old bodybuilders, like that are all shredded, but you just see the round fucking half basketballs in their chest.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's not attractive, dude. Like,
No, it's not. You're kind of like, oh man, come on.
Yeah, maybe. She's still very feminine.
She is.
Yeah, she is. But yeah.
But it's just not for me.
No.
Nah.
Nah.
Give me some fucking sagging mommy milkers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'll take fucking saggy stretch mark titties over fake ones any day.
Bad.
Me both.
Any day. Yep. I don't give a fuck.
On God.
on God.
Period.
Yeah. I don't care. Hey, I've done that before.
Hey.
See somebody like you didn't vibe. Not vibe. I don't want to say vibe. Yeah. You're not fucking stupid. But. no, I'm just kidding. Somebody you're just not a fan of, or fuck, it's, you know, we fought last time, or we used to date, or mm-hmm. something like that. I've mm-hmm. seen somebody like that, like, hey, what's up? And, like, real quick, and then just blowing it off.
Yeah.
Now that I see it, like what other people see, I'm like, man, that must have been awkward at the time.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've done it, but I don't know. I don't even remember who the hell it was to be honest with you. But yeah, I remember doing it.
Oh, he said, I remember doing it.
Yeah, I just don't remember who the fuck it was.
He said, not to. I don't know who it was.
I pretty much only dated one fucking person. It couldn't have been. I don't know who the fuck it was.
He's like, I don't know who else it could have been. I don't remember.
I'm thinking it was like somebody from high school who I knew, but I didn't like know.
Yeah, okay.
So when everybody got, hey, what's up? The friends, hey, what's up? How you doing?
Like, hey, you know, what's happening?
One of those weird ones?
Yeah, that the little awkward. Yeah. He felt the awkwardness. And yeah. What's up? Like, hey, what's up? Oh, God. That didn't feel right.
Also, I text y'all like, I don't know, maybe a month ago, 3 weeks ago. If we knew somebody, right? And I don't know if I ever got a message from y'all. I could have, but I don't remember. Like, I legit don't remember.
I do remember you texting, asking about somebody. And
yeah.
I was like, I don't know who that person is.
So you know who I'm talking about?
I think I do.
Okay, because apparently he knew who the fuck I was, calling me by my name.
Oh, wow.
And
oh,
I was shit. Just like, oh, hey, thanks, man. Because he was like, oh, you know, I listen to the show, whatever. He said something about the show. Keep doing it. Keep giving it up. He goes, I know I tell everybody what's up, and they don't know who I am. And then he called me by my name. I was like, nah, you're cool, dude, whatever. And then they were just taking off from the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, mate. Like, man, but I'm so horrible at remembering people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't... Mm.
You sound like the bailiff Rick. He is horrible with names.
I do. I mean, names.
No, he.
If
won't.
We hang out more than like 3 times, uh-huh. I'll get it down.
Okay.
Or I can at least describe you.
Yeah, bet.
And I know it's been almost 20 fucking years since high school.
Yeah. Oh,
it's been 18 years and we've been in high school, so I don't remember.
Yeah.
If I don't talk to you still, dude, I'm not going to remember you.
No. Hell no.
My wife tries to describe people that we know from high school, and I'm like, I don't know who the fuck you're talking about. She's like, are you retarded? And I'm like, I must be, because I don't remember. I don't know this person.
Like, she better pull out. If they went to school with us, then she better pull out that yearbook.
That she's done it a couple of times.
And you still don't.
Mm-mm. Wow.
Then it wasn't a person that was memorable.
Yeah, I don't know.
They didn't leave a good impression.
She also forgets that I don't know a lot of the people that y'all know.
Oh,
because
yeah.
y'all went to all 4 years, and I only went to 2 years.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That's true.
And I also hung out with a completely different friends mm-hmm. group my first year at Miller.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. That's right. That's right about that.
That is true.
Yeah. So I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I don't know what the fuck it is. this next segment is brought to you by Confidently You Beauty. Find them on Instagram at Confidently You Beauty.
Please do.
And on Facebook at Confidently You. Book your appointments at ConfidentlyYouBeauty.com.
Yeah.
It's time for the shot of the week, boys.
Yeah.
Shotmaster.
Buddy.
I missed it last week. Hit me with a, you better be a fucking banger this week, or I swear I'm going to sock you right in the ball sack.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to sock you with this black rubber ring. Onto your black rubber cock.
Damn. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just kidding. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
With that being said, let me hit y'all with the line one time. Drop your fucking draws. It's the shot of the week.
My man.
Yeah. Goodness gracious.
Just gotta add to it, you know? Gotta add something to it.
A little extra.
Nah.
A little something.
Might start doing that more often.
A little spice it up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
A little shout of the week.
Yep.
Shout of the week.
Shout of the week.
Shout. Of the week. Passing out communion.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my son made his first communion. Now that you say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was super nervous. You could tell him.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah, I saw.
Ooh. God damn, is this fucking wine or what?
No, for real. We take
it's
communion
fucking
for real.
Purple.
Ooh. It smells like coffee.
Does, oh, nice. I haven't smelled it yet.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
After the shot of the week, please, can you look up the tasty notes for this and see what if it's like a weeder or if it's a high rye or like what the mash bill is on that? I'm just curious because there's a flavor in there that I'm not a huge fan of. Yeah. Thank you for the water.
I got you, brother.
These have been bangers for the past couple weeks, coming in clutch.
Got you, my guy. Got you. Chug-a-look.
Shout out to the Cosby Show.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Raping motherfuckers since 78. It was a different show he was watching back in the day.
Different.
Watching them eyes roll back and them drawers drop.
Get like a kind of smell that whiskey in there.
I'm getting like a dark chocolate peanut butter.
Now that I smell it toffee. Again, I am getting the
like one of them dark roast coffee beans. Yeah. But before it's coffee, like when it's still the bean.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. I don't know if I want to take this or not. Smell like a fucking Ryzen. That's got a weird finish on that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Kind of just evaporates in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beginning of the palate, not bad. It's definitely dark chocolate.
Oh, it has to be.
Dark chocolate, kind of cocoa powder.
Yeah, I think more cocoa powder.
Have you ever bit Baker's chocolate?
Mm-mm. No.
That's what it tastes like.
Mm.
Looks, smells like chocolate. You taste it. It tastes like powder and like it should be sweeter, like it's missing sugar.
Yeah.
That's what this tastes like.
Interesting.
Mixed. This is, has like a coffee finish.
Yeah.
This is the way coffee finishes in your mouth. Like you, it's just kind of gone. Awesome. It leaves you like that hot mark on your tongue.
I'm drinking coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't never had coffee in my life.
Yeah.
This coffee.
Don't do it. You'll get like you'll get hooked on it. I don't even need the caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
I need just the hot fluid.
Okay, yeah.
That's what it is.
Hot, thick, milky fluid in my fucking throat, daddy.
Oh, my God.
It's just like a ritual now.
Yeah, it's just something.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know what's crazy?
Uh-huh.
Don't drink coffee on the weekends.
No.
Hmm. Just during every morning weekdays. I get, yeah. It helps me shit when I'm at work.
Meh.
And I'll get like a 16-ounce coffee,
mm-hmm.
and I down it in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe 12. And it's... 30 minutes after that, it's just that hot liquid in my stomach made me shit. And I like it.
Yeah. Hey. That's what coffee will do to you.
And it fills you up, though. Like, if you get hungry, and like if you're fasting and you drink black coffee, it'll fill you up.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. It makes you sweat, though. It's hot outside.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. It's been hot out here in South Texas, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's getting a little warmer.
A little.
Sweating like a slave on the plantation.
Yeah. Yeah. You wear dress up clothes, so that's why.
Even when I'm not, I'm sweating. Right on. Yeah, but I feel you on that one. Yeah, it's been a little warm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's crazy down there, but this coffee shot espresso with the Java mocha.
This kind of tastes like one of those energy drinks that's coffee flavored.
I can see that. A little coffee shot. They make it.
Yeah, but I can't tell what type of alcohol that is. It's not very good.
No, and that's what throws me off, really, because it's like, first I thought I smelled like whiskey, but then I'm like, no, it doesn't have to burn.
Weirder. Yeah, it's weirder.
And it's like trying to find that vibe.
It better not be no fucking gin.
Oh, God. I hope not.
Did you know, I heard on a podcast, Snoop Dogg was like, oh, yeah, making gin and juice, congratulations on all that. And Snoop Dogg goes, I don't drink that shit. They just pay me to say I do. I was like, damn, Snoop, tell me how you really feel, motherfucker.
Exactly, goddamn. He said, hey. Hey, sometimes that's how it be out there. You got to
promote make your stuff. Money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Promote what you don't really use.
Doing the honorable thing is cool, mm-hmm. but making money's.
Hey,
I mean, apparently cooler to some people.
True mm-hmm. that. I feel you on that, brother, man. Because you got to get that dollar, man.
Yeah.
Got to get dollar, man. Got to get that coffee.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy this.
I wouldn't either.
Sure it's a coffee, only spelled different.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to go with, like, coffee-flavored vodka or, like, dark chocolate cocoa roast. Yeah. Roasted chocolate vodka.
I'm going to go Folgers roasted vodka.
It does, yeah.
It just, the vibe, it's like a, and it could be a low proof, maybe a low proof whiskey.
Maybe like it's just, 40 proof.
It's just, the burn isn't there. I'm not, but it could be.
This is a mixer for sure.
Oh, yeah.
This I wonder what you can make out of this shit.
Probably put it in your coffee.
Maybe.
Shoot. I don't know. I'm going to go. Because I get you with the cocoa. Like the cocoa and the chocolate, dark chocolate. It's all there. I'm vibing with you on that. Like I get that 100. But it's for some reason, like that coffee vibe is just like.
Yeah, it's not good.
Mm-mm.
This is what drinking a shitty cup of coffee tastes like.
Yeah.
Like, if you ever drink coffee,
mm-hmm.
you'll be able, after, like, let's just say you think, you just say, like, I'm going to start drinking coffee for a week and see what I'm going to try a bunch of different kinds.
Yeah.
Once, after, like, the third day, you'll know a good cup from a bad cup.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a lot easier to go down with a lot less creamer.
Ah, I see. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Like, I see.
And even, like, when they burn it mm-hmm. or, like, when it's been sitting all day,
yeah.
you can tell the difference.
Oh,
You get, like, almost, like, not an ashy, but, like over roasted or something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Or it's just like burnt.
Oh no.
You know what I mean?
I don't want that burnt coffee.
Yeah, I'm gonna go vodka, coffee flavored vodka or like a roasted vodka or something.
I'm gonna go a low proof whiskey. I'm gonna go a chocolate hazelnut. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a cool one, like a little nuttiness, little toasted almond or something. Yeah,
somewhere around that. So I'm gonna go there. That's where I'm gonna go.
All right, cool. Lay it on us, Shotmaster.
Hit us.
This week's shot of the week is Devil's River Coffee Bourbon.
Bourbon.
You called it.
Yeah.
But
40%. It's super low proof.
Yeah.
And the last Devil's River that we had was pretty good.
Yeah,
I forget what it was because I was going to buy it the other day.
I think it was the original.
Oh, the original?
Mm-hmm. It might have been. I don't know.
Just the regular bourbon whiskey.
But I thought we've had a couple of these already because we had one that was fucking good and we had one that was like, eh.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I got to look back at my pictures. It's in my pictures if I liked it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha.
Maybe it wasn't Devil's River. I don't know.
No, there has been a Devil's River before.
That was banger.
I think it was the
original. It was really good.
I don't think I have the picture.
Nah, that's all right. Don't worry about it. We'll come across it again if we do. Mm-hmm. Or if you see it, get it and see if we still like it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, bet that on God.
That dude looks like Wish.com Cole Hauser. You know who Cole Hauser is? That dude from Yellowstone?
Yes.
Rip?
Yeah.
I think that's the name, Cole Hauser.
And the notes for the Old Forester. Bless you. Bless now, this is off their website.
Okay.
As far as the smell,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get clove notes. Spice up a medley of citrus, orange, grapefruit, blood orange. All softened with a delicate, sweet, floral, honeysuckle character.
I get that. Maybe it's a honey that I'm not liking.
That's the smell.
Interesting.
Interesting. Definitely get some fruit off of that, for sure. I get the citrus, I get.
I don't know what clove is supposed to smell like.
As far as taste, you're getting baking spices, they say, which is, again, clove, cinnamon, nutmeg, flow into a citrus fruit mix, and shortbread sweetness.
Yeah, I don't know. Gotta let it sit for a week or so before I try it again. It was only $38, $37, whatever it was. And not a bad, it's not bad. Mm-hmm. I like it. Yeah. It's just not going to be like one of my go-tos.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
That might, I feel like, you said, once it, give it a week to open up and everything, I feel like that'll change. Yeah.
You want some?
I'm going to get some in a minute.
Oh, okay.
I got you, bro.
The Peerless is there also, man. Did you, what'd you think of the Peerless? You tried Peerless, that one first, right?
I got a lot of that spicy, the...
Yeah, it's like the, peppery, right?
Yeah, it's real peppery.
Hmm. Yeah, it's weird.
It's good, though, but... Interesting. Yeah, it's a lot of... Yeah, it's a lot
the,
of...
The
lot
other ones, the other ones beat it. I bought... Oh, I got a High Rye off of him also. A Peerless High Rye. And it blows this out of it. It's crazy good.
Are you very high on, like, the rye type of whiskey?
I'm getting into rye whiskey, like, straight up rye.
Yeah.
But I've... This is the second... high rye mash bill.
Okay.
So I don't know how high of a rye mash bill it is.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know that I like the Old Soul High Rye. Mm-hmm. That was fucking delicious.
Okay.
And the Peerless one also. I definitely want to try more high rye stuff. But all rye, I'm kind of still... It's more peppery and it's more like gingery and stuff like that. And, and you just got to get used to it.
Yeah.
But that's just something you have to keep tasting it to know what's good and what's bad. So it's just like that. What about you?
I haven't been. I mean, I tried it, but then I'm like you in a sense. I'm like, I tried it and I'm like, oh no, this ain't for me.
It ain't for me.
I kind of stayed away, but I'm like, well, let me dabble back into that and see what's happening with it. And maybe I might like it if I try different ones and, you know, see where it's at. But I haven't really stuck my toe in the deep end, you know what I'm saying?
I heard 13th Colony makes an awesome rye.
Uh-huh.
Ryes that I do like, straight up, Michter's rye. Okay. They call that one like a bourbon-friendly rye. Okay. Really sweet, low on the rye spice, stuff like that.
Okay.
Another one is the Jack Daniel's single barrel proof rye.
Mm-hmm.
I have that one at home. I'll bring that one next week if I'm fucking here. FYI, not next episode, but the following one, I'll be on call, so I won't be here.
Oh, okay.
I just don't want to take the chance on having to leave. Gotcha. Today was like a surprise.
Yeah,
okay. Supposed to be on call.
I got you, brother.
But yeah, the Jack Daniel's single barrel proof. I think the one I have is like 128 proof.
Okay,
and it's super good. Super good. The proof definitely makes it better.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've tasted any other expensive ryes, or even just any other ryes.
Yeah, because like
notable
ryes. I don't really dabble in the rye. Like, after I had my first rye, I'm like, that's it, game over.
It's a little funky.
Yeah, it is, and that's why I kind of stopped. But then I see the ryes down when I go down the whiskey aisle. I'm like, I might want to try that. Maybe that might be good. Because it's like you said, when we first tried whiskey, you know, we wasn't like, you know, connoisseurs, or we wasn't like, our taste buds hadn't, you know, adapted or whatever the case may be. But it's like, let me give it a second shot.
Yeah.
Let me try it again and see maybe this one or that one. Or maybe let me try this one again. So it's like, maybe I might get into it. Maybe I might not.
A lot of people use the ryes for the old fashions.
Interesting.
That's like, they like bullet rye is supposed to be good in an old fashioned.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just like your preference. You just have to try it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
Maybe we can do an all rye episode. We'll all bring a different rye.
Yeah.
And then see what's up after that.
I bet.
Yeah.
Down for that.
Oh, yeah.
Those chicken strips look good. They're fucking eating.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. That's the hot ones challenge. That's the hot. Hey, boy, they was over there trying to eat hot chicken wing, chicken tenders, just round after round.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I couldn't do that. After
round one.
Which one of the guys do you think looks the best naked?
The best naked. Which guy? That's an interesting question.
Between Pauly D, Vinny, Mike, and Ronnie.
Dang.
See, Mike's kind of got like a chest like me, like where he has, there's pecs there, but he has tits also.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ronnie's jacked, but he's kind of getting the same thing. It just comes with age.
Yeah, of course.
But he's not as much.
Yeah.
He's still jacked. Mm-hmm. Vinny's always been kind of like a CrossFit builder kind of thing.
Of course.
Yeah.
And Pauly D's jacked. He's just little jacked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's not jacked. He's like ripped.
Exactly. So it's
I might have to go with either Ronnie or Pauly D.
Yeah. I would have to go Pauly D.
You see Mike, you know, the situation's arms, and they're weird.
Yeah, they're a little.
It looks like one of those guys who pumps their arms with Synthol.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? The guys that have, like, skinny forearms, but their arms are huge.
Yeah.
It just looks like they're full of fluid, yeah, like that. Yeah. All right, who y'all voting?
I go Pauly D.
Pauly D?
I'm going Pauly.
All right. I think in second would be Ronnie, and then Vinny.
And then Vinny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Maybe, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Ronnie might have like that older wrestler, stuck out stomach.
Oh, yeah.
kind of Ronnie Coleman in his later years, kind of physique.
Oh, yeah.
Jack, but like he has that big pushed out stomach.
It's hidden well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Vinny probably has the most youthful looking body.
Of course.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if it looks anywhere close to what he did the Vegas show, it's probably him. Yeah. Him and then Pauly, or Pauly and then him. All right, out of the girls. We won't make the girls feel weird. We'll say who has the best bikini bod.
Okay. Feel that.
Right. And we're going on your own preference here, not on what people think. Just your own.
Of course,
You know what I mean?
Own preference.
You like them thicker, you like them skinny, you like them BBL'd.
Me, I would probably go Dina. I would go Dina. Probably Snooki, Sammy, J-Wow, and then Angelina. In that lineup.
It's a solid fucking lineup.
Yeah.
What about you?
1-2 is going to be between Dina and Sammy, because to me, they look
most natural.
The most natural.
Yeah. Oh. Dina's always had that kind of lip injection lips, but they've never been crazy.
No, they're not crazy.
It's always been like, oh, she got a little bit in there.
Like, it's like you kind of, if you notice it, it's like you don't notice it right away.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 1-2, you can flip either Dina or Sammy, however you want to go.
Yeah. Whatever they ate the day before. Oh, because it'll bloat you, man.
That's true.
Third, I'm going Snooki. Oh, fourth and fifth. I guess I go Angelina, then J-Wow.
Then J-Wow? You think J-Wow's tits are all fucked up from getting them done 10 times?
They have to be.
Okay.
I feel like, yeah, they have to be.
It's a little thin, right? Doesn't really stick on the glass that well.
Not much.
Did you pour the old Forrester?
Yeah, I did.
That old Forrester doesn't really have.
It don't have that oily. Don't have
the oily legs that sticks to the glass, dude. Not at all.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, not one bit.
It's not bad. I'm telling you right now, it's not bad. It's a solid. For me, it's like a 6.5. Definitely not a banger, but not the best I've had from on the shelf offerings.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Not bad at all.
Excuse me. All right. If I'm going to what I prefer to the least attractive for me,
mm-hmm.
I'm going Dina 1.
Mm-hmm.
Dina 1, Sammy 2,
mm-hmm.
Snooki 3,
mm-hmm.
J-Wow, and then
Angelina.
Because I think Angelina would have the most Kim Kardashian like body.
Yeah.
Where when you see her in her skivvies or like in a thong or something, it seems like, what'd you do to that ass, man? Like, why is it all and I think she would have like the most vacuum sealed stomach. Like, I trip out on the girls who get that BBL. She's like, all the power to you. You like that shit? That's up to you. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you anything. But for me, it just looks weird when you got fatty arms by your armpits and like fatty thighs and like back titties. but your stomach is flat and lean, and you have a six pack. It's not proportioned. You can tell something's missing there, and your belly button's also 6 fucking inches higher.
Come on,
because the shit got sucked up.
Preach, brother. Preach.
You know, you want to get a little bit taken out. Look, man. For me, I like a little pooch.
Yeah,
I'm
digging
it. Hold your girlfriend in the back. You got something, little something to grab onto. I know they might not like it, but it's comforting. Something. It doesn't have to be a belly, but it just something there.
I dig it, brother. I'm with you.
I've never been into like a lean, super skinny, no fucking fat on the fupa, nothing. Like if they're like that and I like the girl, that's cool, but that's not my preference.
Yep.
And I think Dina has the most natural one. Mm-hmm. You can see her like in a bikini and shit. Mm-hmm. Her chichas separate and they're fucking, they're like little water balloons, you know what I mean? Like that's cool. That's the way she is. That's fine. Yeah. That's the way a natural body looks.
Yeah,
I have nothing more than I hate more than a perky ass fake titty where the nipples are pointing two different directions, or you can tell where they stitched around the edges, or that gets too tight, or you can see like the folds in the bag.
True,
you know what I mean? Like I don't. That's not for me, man.
I'm with you, brother.
I also don't like JWoww's face. How you can tell it's been like tucked and pulled and all this shit in her.
Yeah,
she almost looks a little Down syndrome-y. Like, you know how the way Down syndrome people's eyes remind me of, like, pit bull eyes? The way it's almost just like they don't have, like, a what do you call it thing that covers your eye?
Eyelid?
Eyelid. It just looks like their eye stops, like the skin stops.
Ah, I see what you're saying. You know,
like, borderline chinito or something like that.
Yeah.
And she looks a little Down syndrome-y. And fucking Angelina's got too much lip and cheek work done.
Oh yeah,
and maybe chin work. I don't know.
True that.
Sammy doesn't get number one for me because her face reminds me of like when Stephanie McMahon makes those like screaming face. The game, and she makes that ugly face.
Yeah,
that's what Sammy reminds me of.
Yeah, I get you. I'm with you on that one, 100.
And I'm kind of, like where I preference Dina more because she reminds me of my wife.
Okay, I got
Dina,
you.
Dina looks the most like my wife.
I got you, brother. Do your thing, man.
I don't know if she's going to like that I say that, but I think Dina's fucking hot as shit. She could fucking get it. Ever since I Googled the nudes back in 08 or 10, whatever it was, when they got leaked. Remember that? Squatting down in front of the mirror, Panocha hanging out, nice chichis.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good year for nudes.
She could get it.
She could get it.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
All right. Who do you think has the biggest donger on the thing?
It's a good question.
Is that Pal from all of us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we.
Yeah, sorry.
Moment of silence. That's a good question.
I think Mike's got the fattest, but I think Vinny's got the longest and the fattest. Like, proportionate.
He's got
the most nice-looking weenie. I think Pauly D's got a long, skinny one.
Yeah.
And Ronnie's just got, like, a chode.
I can see that. I can see it. I'm with you on that lineup. That lineup sounds fair. Sounds accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Very accurate.
Yeah.
Shit. Oh my goodness, boy!
Man, those pictures are not from this year.
Hell no!
I mean, Vinny looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
The older that Dina gets, she looks like one of those old Jersey ladies, like the sisters from fucking the Baker Show, the guy who has the cake shop.
Yes,
Buddy, Buddy, and his wives.
Oh, yeah.
She looks like one of those girls. I guess one of those ladies.
Definitely 100.
And one of them on that show, I have the biggest crush on.
Oh, my God.
What? Something about old, thick women just get me fucking going.
Gets you to another level.
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do your thing, brother. Mm-hmm. I ain't mad at you. Mm-hmm. I ain't mad at you.
Well, at what age do you think that liking older women is going to be weird? Like when we're 60? Yeah, like an older woman, an old 70-year-old bitch. You know what I mean? Let me get a thick MILF, a thick GILF.
I don't think so. I don't think it is.
You don't think it'll ever get weird?
I don't think so. If you like an older woman in 60 and you like a woman that's like 70, 80, whatever, I don't think it will. I don't know. It's just, I guess it's, I mean, at the end of the day, society gonna kind of judge whatever's in and out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, you got to kind of take society out of it, because the over,
yeah,
I mean, let's say the over 60 crowd, they're on their own level. They're on their own shit.
Yeah, I feel you on that one. I do feel you on that one because, you know, society over 60, they kind of like beat to their own drum. Like, you know what I'm saying?
100%.
They like don't have, they give zero fucks about what society thinks. So I would say 60. I think 60, I don't think it's going to be an age where it's like, oh, you know, the older woman, you know, you're 16, you like this woman that's like 75 or whatever. Oh man, she a strapping young 75. Yeah. Boy, I like the way she walked with that walker.
I'll tell you what, she don't look like much now, but before she was in the wheelchair, she had a fucking donk.
You should have seen her back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
and
back in 06.
In 1992, shit. Boy. She
was banging.
She was twerking.
Yeah.
Boy, she could do some things with that walker, boy.
Boy, I tell you.
I used to be in love with her hips. Too bad she got them replaced. You know what I mean? Some shit like that. Like, it's going to be weird after a while, dude.
It is.
It's gonna, I mean, maybe not weird, but...
It's going to get to that.
Like, when are the older women going to... There's going to be, like, really, really slim pickings for a hot older woman.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Sophia Loren, she was very hot in Grumpier Old Men. The second Grumpier Old Men, is that all of us too? Son of a bitch.
What is he doing with his
I don't know. He's talking about not Javante Davis, Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney fight this weekend.
Oh.
I guess they're having like a weigh-in or something right now, and I don't know. Maybe he's watching a press conference or something. Who knows? I get random texts from that guy all day long. Photographer who gets to live on his own fucking terms versus being at work. Like, hey, bitch, I'm doing something. I can't always text you back.
Exactly.
Or answer my fucking phone.
Like, that mean work for my living.
Especially lately, man.
So, man.
I'm crazy busy, dude. I'm crazy fucking tired right now.
I bet you are, man. I almost told you, like, bro, just let me pick it up and we just do it. Just us.
I almost text you that, but... Hey, that's all right. I know, because I miss coming on.
I know you do. And we miss you too. We miss you too.
Oh, yeah, we do.
But I know your schedule is very hectic, very crazy at times. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Luckily, baseball season's over and football season is only Saturdays. So baseball season's not over. The last game is tomorrow, I think. And then they say there's playoffs after that. I'm not looking forward to that. it's playing at the certain league that I'm at. Or that my son is at, it's just a very bad experience.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Super unorganized and just...
oh, yeah. I can imagine.
I don't know. Like, when he played at another league, me and the other dads had, like, a very basic knowledge about teaching fundamentals.
Yeah.
Practices were structured.
Of course.
The coach was actually present.
Of course.
I still don't know who my son's coach is.
Wait, what?
There's been four different guys who showed up, like, yeah, coach, all right, whatever.
What the?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That ain't right.
Yeah. The season's only been a month long.
Come on now. What?
Two games a week. Still don't know who the actual coach is. You know what I mean? It's just very unorganized, unstructured, and I did not like it.
No.
Wow.
I'm not with that.
Yeah.
I don't even like that. Like, I'm not with that.
Mm-mm.
If you're going to be a coach, you got to be there for the practices.
Well,
set it there for the parents and you know, make it, like you said, structured. In a sense, like, because if I was coaching baseball, whatever the case may be, or basketball for that instance, something I knew, basketball, I would get with the parents, you know what I'm saying? I would make sure, like, hey, guys, you know, work with your kids on this aspect, you know, hey, if y'all want to do this, do that. Let's work together as a team. We're all a team. What works for y'all? Like, you know, tell me your schedules. I'll try to make it accommodating to y'all. I know y'all work 8 to 5, 9 to 5, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to involve the parents, and I want the kids to have fun at the same time, because you know this is new to them. This is a new vibe, new aspect. But to not be present at the practices, not knowing who the coach is.
I don't even know who the fucking coach is, dude.
That is crazy.
Yeah, none of the kids listen. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I know they're 4 and 5 years old.
Of course.
My son is the youngest one on the team. He was 3 when the season started. He turned 4 during the season. Everybody else is 4 turning 5 if they're not 5 already. So it's just like, man, dude, these kids are like great. Like when John Michael played, he was 4 turning 5. And it just, I don't know if the development is that much further along after another year.
Yeah.
I know everything jumps. It's like a big jump every year.
Of course, you know what I mean?
In the first like five or six years of being alive. I guess I can answer my own question, but I don't know, man.
It's different.
Wow. Like, you know, when you're around parents who don't discipline their kids,
they just
yell at them and the kids like already know just to brush it off. It's kind of like that.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
That being said, my son is definitely not the ideal baseball player or sports teammate because nine times, or I would say four times out of 10, he's crying.
Oh, no.
He don't want to do it. He don't want, but once he gets into it, he's into it.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. Anyway, all right, let's get on to your masota and pasote of the week.
Yeah.
All right. So for my masota of the week, I went with, I don't think he's been one, Mr. Ryan Gosling.
Nice.
Okay.
I don't see what all the girls like about him, but whatever they like.
To each his own, huh?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Do your thing.
Like,
even when he was like that cop in the gangsters, what is that? Chicago Gangsters or Gangs of Chicago. What was that? What was that city? Him and Emma Stone. And the guy who played Thanos, they were cops, remember? And they were trying to get, what's his name? That played I Am Sam. Never go full retard.
What
the hell is his name? Remember he had an interview, and he interviewed El Chapo. El Chapo? What the fuck's his name, man? What's his name in Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
I'm done with
Spicoli. He was Jeff Spicoli in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. It's not Dustin Hoffman. What the fuck is that dude? Sean Penn. It was Sean Penn. They were trying to catch Sean Penn, and he was like, one of my favorite scenes in the movie, Sean Penn's having dinner with this dude, and he was like, hey, man, you know, like, I'm a cop. You can't bully me. It's not the way it worked. You're out here in the West. Or he goes, you're in Chicago. Remember that. He goes, fuck Chicago. This is the wild fucking West. It's fucking, it's badass. It's a badass scene.
Okay.
It gets real intense. It's awesome.
Bows. Hey, man.
Gangster Squad. Gangster Crew. I forget what it's called. Look up Ryan Gosling's movies and see what you pull up. I think it's Gangster Squad.
Gangster Squad.
Yeah. That's a good movie. Have you seen that one?
Mm-mm.
It's a good one to watch.
It's on my list.
Emma Stone is like the chick of Sean Penn, and he ends up banging her and shit. And it's cool, man. Sean Penn's like this big gangster trying to take over the city. It's a real corrupt city. And they put a task force together to catch him. It's good, dude. It's really fucking good. I love when Sean Penn says, it's the wild fucking West.
I had to watch that when my son go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like I was saying, even in that movie where he's supposed to be like this good looking kind of wildfire firecracker, he just looks goofy to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does look kind of goofy in this.
It's just like his face. Like I remember him. Remember the Titans. Yeah. Goofy white boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's get on to your masota of the week.
All right, so for that, I went with AEW superstar Layla Gray.
Ooh, is that the trans one?
No, she ain't trans. No, that's
which one's the trans one? That's Layla something, ain't it?
No,
you know, I'm talking about the big Mexican one.
It's a Nyla Rose.
That's Nyla Rose. Rose. There you go, Nyla Rose. That's Nyla Rose. Who, by the way, I know it's a big dude or big woman. Now she could get it. She could get it on the trans list. She can get it. She's approved. That big bitch helped me move my couch, and then I'll bang her on top of it. Slide that dick right over to the side.
Hey yo, do your thing now.
Let me see what the fuck you're talking about.
I know.
Ooh, black girl.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she can get it. She kind of looks like Cody Rhodes' wife.
She kind of does.
Oh, yeah, she kind of does.
Like at a glance, she kind of looks like, Brandy Rhodes.
I kind of seen that. Whenever you swanged it, I was like, okay, bro. I said, okay.
Yeah, kind of looks like that. Good pick.
Yeah.
She can get it. I'm not really too much into the AEW now. I watch Wrestle Talk News, and I'll get highlights from AEW and shit like that, or I'll catch their pay-per-views. That's about it.
Yeah, I haven't been able to catch too much of the Dynamite. The Rampage on Fridays, I hit and miss. Collision on Saturday, depending on if I'm home.
Saturday's only an hour, right? Or is Friday only an hour? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think.
You kind of got a little Mercedes Moné picture right there. True. Right next to it in the middle on the white.
Yeah. Ooh.
Right? That long fucking.
That one right. Ooh.
Yeah. Looks just like her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Look just like AKA Sasha Banks.
Yeah. Yeah.
FKA Sasha Banks. Yeah, good one, man. Yeah. Those are some different ones.
Very.
Mm-hmm. Different. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. We'll see. What's coming up? Olympics coming up.
True.
Summer Olympics coming up. We'll be talking about those. The election coming up in November.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Get ready to have some stupid fucking political debates with me.
Oh, Lord.
Why are we on this? I'm going to ask y'all.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Since they have a limit as to when you can run for president, what y'all feel should be the cutoff date or age for a president? Because you got these folks, they well past 70, and they is not in the, to me, they are not in the right mental capacity to be making decisions for.
Well, Biden for sure is not.
No.
Whether he was red or blue, he that motherfucker needs to be put into a home.
Yeah, after he just had several down. Passing out episodes.
Yeah. Shut him just down. Like that other or dude that not, stops talking. What's his name? Mitch McConnell or something?
Yeah.
Oh, he's Mitch
McConnell. He just stops talking.
Just stops.
A little nerd.
Oh, maybe
McConnell. I think Trump right now is still sharp enough to do it.
I think so.
I think he's in his wits. He knows what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
I think you should be able to, you should have to do like a physical and a mental test. I think that should be it. Because age, you could have had an easy life and you've been taking care of your body and all that shit. Look at, what's his name, Robert Kennedy? The guy that talks real raspy ass voice? Is that Robert Kennedy? I think he was going to run. He had a real fucked up voice. He talks like Clint Eastwood in Heartbreak Ridge. Anyway,
I think you're right
he's 75 or some shit, 72.
As far as like the physical, mental.
Yeah, you should be able to pass. You should have to take some kind of test.
You have to take some type of test to make sure that you're eligible to run for president, because you don't. Because you don't want to say just like put an age requirement on there, because there, like you said, there's those that have the mental and physical capacity, and they might be past their 70s or whatever.
Yeah, and they're still just sharp.
Sharp as a knife.
I'll tell you what, if you want to run for president, you should be able to run around the track at least once.
Bet.
Do I think Trump could get her on the track? Fuck no.
No. No, look at him.
Biden can't even ride a bike. My fell over 2 years ago.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. We'll see if Trump even makes it into the election. He's gonna.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's
and
gonna.
And if nobody good goes up against him, he's gonna win.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
He's gonna win.
I agree.
I don't put it past him.
It's just people are so fed up with this bullshit.
Yeah.
People are so fed up with this bullshit.
They are. It's just too much.
I don't know, man. Too much going on
in the world, and people are like, they loved it when Trump was in office. They saw some type of change, and now they see it stagnant.
Look at the swing it was. Not even just gas and shit, just the affordability of everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, it was.
You seen it spike up when so it was much. There. Now that Biden's there, it's like spiked up so much. Mm-hmm. When Trump was in office, it was like stagnant. It was like very affordable, comfortable, where you can afford it. So, like, people are, like, going to be like, well, you know what, Biden, you ain't really producing what you said you was now. When Trump was in office, he was, like, kind of producing. He was out there. Things got better.
I mean, well, financially, things got better.
Financially, yes.
The country was never more torn apart.
Of course. But financially, we were able to make ends meet. We was able to do our thing. And
let me ask you this. Do you think it was Do you think it was not the country that thought themselves to be torn, but people who put shit out into the media who made the country torn?
Ooh.
Because it works both ways. You know what I mean? It not does. Not one party's clean. It I'm not does. Saying it was only
it does.
Them, but
yeah,
you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think right now, if I voted, I'd probably vote Republican, man. Gotta I mean, I don't know. Unless a better Democrat came along. True. I'm not party. I'm not tied to any party.
No. And that's what I like. I like that because I'm not party tied. Because most people are like, I vote straight Democrat. Straight
my grandma's Republican. Diehard.
Really?
Yeah. A diehard Democrat. Vote blue no matter who.
Wow. Like, I could not. I want the best person in office who's going to do what's right for the people. That's what I want. But at the end of the day, sometimes like you put that person in the office that you think that's going to do right. Doesn't really live up to those expectations. So it's like,
And that's these past 4 years have shown that.
True. Ooh, yeah. They have.
Biden might go down as one of the worst presidents ever. Ever.
I would be with you. I'll be with you on that.
Ever. Yep. I got to agree.
I would be because he hadn't really done nothing, really.
No. Everybody thought Trump was one of the worst ones, but he definitely wasn't the worst. I wouldn't say he's the best, but he ain't the worst.
He's not the worst, Bob.
No, he's actually done. He did a lot in this term.
You heard it here, Mr. Trump. You got 3 votes in this household counted. You got 2 members of the black community in support.
Oh my God.
They said Black Lives Matter. Who?
I'm done. This brother.
All right. Before I get in trouble, see y'all motherfuckers next week. Don't forget to go to confidentlyyoubeauty.com. Take care of your shit. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook at ConfidentlyU and ConfidentlyYouBeauty.
Yes.
And do 4 very important things.
Stay safe.
We'll see you jive-ass turkeys next week.
Yeah.